From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. President Bush made his fourth and final trip to Iraq today before leaving office. He defended his decision to order the U.S.-led invasion, and he met with American troops. But his news conference in Baghdad was interrupted when an Iraqi man threw his shoes at the president. The BBC's Humphrey Hawksley has more from Baghdad.
President Bush's visit began with the inspection of a full guard of honor and the signing of a watershed security pact on how and when U.S. forces would leave the country. But at a news conference, as the president was giving his upbeat assessment on Iraq's future, he came in for a surprise. An Iraqi journalist hurled two shoes at him in quick succession, shouting on the first, "This is a farewell gift from the Iraqi people, dog," and on the second, "This is for all the widows and orphans and all those killed in Iraq."
The BBC's Humphrey Hawksley. Blowing, drifting snow has forced the closure of some major highways in the northern plains states. More than a foot of snow has fallen in parts of North Dakota. Utility crews are working to restore power to hundreds of thousands of homes and businesses in the Northeast that are still without electricity following a severe ice storm there. From member station WBUR, Matt Largie reports.
Debris from ice-coated trees is hampering efforts to restore power in northern New England. Massachusetts Emergency Management Agency spokesman Peter Judge says crews are making slow but steady progress restoring electricity to affected areas.
In the past, it's just a matter of crews going out there, repairing wires and poles and that sort of thing. But right now, they don't have the ability to get to a lot of them. So we have a lot of crews out there with chainsaws and with trucks trying to assist them to so they can, in fact, do their job and bring the lights back on.
Power outages in some places could last for several more days. For NPR News, I'm Matt Largie in Boston.
China's government says it plans to increase the amount of money in circulation there by 17% next year as part of the country's response to the global financial crisis. NPR's Louisa Lim has the story from Shanghai.
China's released a broad blueprint for addressing its economic downturn, including loosening its tight monetary policy. Next year, it will increase the money supply by 17%, a marked increase from 15% in November. Beijing wants to get more money circulating to try to stimulate domestic spending and shield the country from the global slowdown. The directive also laid out a number of changes, making it easier for companies to borrow money, including increasing funding to its development banks by $15 billion. Trade figures released last week showed China's economy slowing down far more dramatically than predicted, and senior officials warn worse is yet to come. There are now fears economic growth might fall below the 8% thought necessary to provide jobs for those entering the workforce each year. Louisa Lim, NPR News, Shanghai.
This is NPR News from Washington. Embattled Illinois Governor Rob Blagojevich is so far resisting pressure to resign, and a spokesman says Blagojevich will definitely not step down tomorrow. The man who would replace him if he does resign, Lieutenant Governor Patrick Quinn, says he would like to name someone to fill, at least temporarily, the Senate seat vacated by President-elect Obama until a special election could be held next spring. Illinois Attorney General Lisa Madigan says she's hoping to get a response within the next several days to her request for the state Supreme Court to strip Blagojevich of his powers.
We need to have a governor who can actually use the powers of that office and govern our state, or else our state becomes paralyzed.
Madigan was on NBC's Meet the Press today. In South Africa, a group that broke away from the ruling African National Congress over what they claim is its undemocratic direction is meeting over the next few days to launch a new party. NPR's Charlene Hunter-Galt reports.
More than 4,000 delegates from around the country attending the three-day inaugural launch of the Congress of the People are in a celebratory mood, but much of the message from COPE interim chairman Masiwa Lokota was grim. He compared the country's mood to the apartheid era, saying intimidation and paralyzing fear is now gripping sections of South African society, and he accused ANC leaders of thriving in political hate speech. But Lokota said South Africans who had lost faith in the dream of a vibrant rainbow nation have had their hopes revived by COPE. Charlene Hunter-Galt, NPR News, Bloemfontein, South Africa.
President-elect Obama and his two daughters today picked out the family Christmas tree at a lot in Chicago. As they were leaving, Mr. Obama wished the small crowd that had gathered a Merry Christmas. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.